A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high of silver. The Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
On, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! Are you Silver? Away!
Frank Duffy had paid his debt to society for a crime he had committed 10 years before. Called before the warden in the state penitentiary, he was told that he was again a free man to go where he pleased. But to the surprise of the warden, he shook his head and said,
"It's just the same to you, warden. I'd like to stay where I am."
"You mean you want to stay here in prison, Frank?"
"Well, I guess it sums up to that, warden. Oh, I could sleep in my cell, but during the day I could tend to your garden and do chores for you like I've been doing. It won't cost you anything but my grub and maybe a pair of shoes now and then."
"No, Frank, that's impossible. There are other men here who can do that." "I can't understand you. I thought you'd be glad to get out of prison."
"There's nothing to be glad about. I'm a convict and I'm getting along in years. No matter where I go, somebody will find out I did time and, well, they won't let me forget it ever."
"Oh, so that's the reason. Yes, I see how you feel about it."
"I'd rather stay here where everybody's in the same boat that I'm in. I don't want to go outside and try to mix with regular folks, warden."
"I'm sorry, Frank. There's nothing I can do about it. You've got to go. The law says so."
"And don't be surprised if I'm back inside here mighty soon."
"Just what do you mean by that?"
"You know what outsiders think of ex-convicts. They never trust a man once he's been in prison. They never give him a chance."
"You're wrong about that, Frank. If a man goes out and tends to his business, obeys the law, he'll get along."
"Yeah, maybe so, if he has friends to protect him and kind of watch out for him. But I've got no friends in the whole world. Leastwise, outside of prison, I haven't."
"Yeah, that is tough. Yes, it's a lot harder when a man hasn't any friends."
"Something will happen. They'll find out I'm an ex-con, and I'll be back. You just see."
"Frank, maybe I can find a friend for you. A friend who will look out for you and be on your side. As long as you're square."
"Yeah. There is no such critter."
"Yes, there is. I know a man who's done a lot for people like you. Will you talk to him, Frank?"
"Well, to oblige you, I will. But I don't trust anybody much."
"You've got to trust this man."
"Who is he?"
"That I can't exactly answer. He'll come here wearing a mask to conceal his face. No one really knows him. That is, nobody knows his name or where he comes from."
"Yet you want me to trust him?"
"All I can tell you is he's put a lot of men behind bars. He's helped a lot of people like you when they got out of jail. If lawmen and public officials like myself could trust him, Surely you can.
Well, I'll talk to him.
A few nights later, the Lone Ranger, through arrangement by the warden, met Frank Duffy in the warden's home outside the prison. He listened to Frank's fears that he would be unable to mingle once again with decent and law-abiding people. Then he held out a ray of hope for the disheartened man.
Frank, the warden tells me you're a good gardener.
Well, he sure is. He's been my gardener here at the prison.
Oh, I like gardening and farming. Reckon I do about as well at it as the average farmer.
Well, there's a small farm a few miles from a frontier town. The owner, a friend of mine, would rent it for a reasonable price.
Frontier town, huh? It's quite a ways from here.
Yes, and I doubt if anyone there would ever learn about your record. You could make a new start in life and become a respected citizen of the community.
I'll lend you the money to pay the rent and maybe buy some implements.
Well, there are plenty of farm implements on the place. At least enough to get started.
Now, look here. Just why'd you come all this way to help a critter like me?
The warden asked me to. And I'm greatly obliged to your friend, the warden. Now, about that farm.
I'll take it.
Good.
And you needn't worry about people prying into your business or your past. Just obey the law and you won't have any trouble.
I'll do that.
Pardon me while I answer the door.
Perhaps it would be better if I weren't seen, warden.
Oh, I forgot about your mask. Just a moment and I'll open the door. Just step in the next room there.
I'll not be seen there.
I hope they don't knock a hole in that door. Now, what's the ruckus?
The warden, there's been a break.
What?
That's right. Three prisoners escaped. Life-termers.
Well, get back to the prison. Round up every available guard, and I'll join you right away.
But they got a head start on us, warden.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, they broke out a couple of hours ago. We just now discovered it.
2 hours ago?
They're plenty far from here now, you can bet on that.
Just the same, we'll organize a posse and look for them. Now, go round up the guards.
We'll be ready when you are.
I overheard it, warden.
Then you'll help us?
Yes, I'll help. But it may take a lot longer than you think.
Yes, a 2-hour start is a big advantage.
They'll scatter. It may be weeks before they rejoin, but let's go.
Well, what about me?
Go to Frontier Town and wait until I contact you. It won't be long. Come, warden, there's no time to lose.
As the Lone Ranger expected, the three criminals separated and headed into the barren country where it was impossible to trail them, and the chase by the posse had to be abandoned. It was several months later when Two-Gun Taylor, the sheriff of Frontier Town, saw the Lone Ranger and Tonto riding through the Enchanted Hills. The lawman hurried to join the masked man.
Well, howdy. Hello there, Tonto.
How?
You're just the man I wanted to see.
Oh, what's the trouble?
I sure wish you'd take a look at a man who's locked up in the jail.
Who is he?
Well, I'm not sure. I think he's Dagger Lewis.
Dagger Lewis?
Yep. The fellow who broke out of state's prison with a couple of other critters a few months back. I picked him up on suspicion this morning.
Well, why don't you get in touch with the warden? He'd send someone down here to identify the man?
Well, I've wired him and got an answer. They'll send somebody, but not for a couple of days. The trouble is, I've got to identify the prisoner right away.
Why?
Well, there's a lawyer in town who's filed a petition for writ of habeas corpus. Judge Brennan set a hearing on the petition the first thing in the morning. And unless I can prove I got the right man, Judge Brennan will have to let him go, or at least set bail.
And if it is Dagger Lewis, he'll jump his bail.
Yep, he certainly will. He's wanted in plenty of places. Now, if you'll just ride in this evening after dark and take a look at him,
I'd... But I never saw Dagger Lewis. I was at the prison when he escaped, but I never saw him.
Well, now, that disappoints me. It sure does.
But perhaps I can help you. There's a man living near Frontier Town who may be able to identify him.
Who is he? I'll go get him myself.
No, I'll go see him.
Oh, but there's no need for you to go. I can do it. Just tell me where he lives.
I'm sorry, Sheriff, but I have reasons. Now, let me ask you. Was this man alone when you arrested him?
Yes, he was. There was a farmer in my office paying his taxes. I walked to the door with him, and I just happened to see this man who fitted the description of Dagger Lewis.
There were two other killers with Dagger Lewis when he escaped prison.
Yep, I know that. After I locked the critter up, I took a walk through town, but I didn't see any strangers.
Who hired his attorney?
He did. He demanded a lawyer and told me who he wanted. I sent word to him.
He may be traveling alone. Be careful of him, Sheriff. He is Dagger Lewis. He's dangerous.
I'll watch him plenty. Well, I'll be on my way. But if that fellow you spoke of can identify Lewis, send him to town pronto, eh?
I will.
Adios to you.
Adios.
Where we go, Kemosabe?
To see Frank Duffy, Tonto. You know Dagger Lewis. I'm not sure he'll want to identify him.
Why him not do that?
To do so, he'd have to disclose his own prison record. I hope he'll help Sheriff Taylor, but the decision is his. Now let's go, Tonto. Come on, Silver.
Get him up. Come.
Meanwhile, Frank Duffy rode into his small corral, removed the saddle from his horse, and hung it in the gear shed. Then he stabled and fed the horse before he went to the house to prepare his supper. As he opened the door of the kitchen, he was surprised to see two men seated at the table. But because of the darkness of the room, he failed to recognize them until one of the pair spoke to him.
Hello, Duffy. We've been waiting for you.
Hey, who are you?
Take a good look, Frank. We're old friends.
Joe Dallas and Pete Foster.
Yeah. Kind of surprised, huh?
How'd you find out I was here?
We trailed you out of town.
I didn't see you ride up.
We wasn't aiming for you to see us. Wanted to surprise you, Duffy.
Look, if it's a meal you want, I'll cook it up for you. But I don't want you two hanging around here. I've gone straight and I'm staying that way.
Yeah, too straight.
What do you mean by that, Pete?
You tell him, Joe. As if he don't know what you mean.
Just what are you driving at? Now speak up and get out of here.
You and the sheriff are right friendly, eh, Duffy?
Sheriff.
Quit beating around the bush, Frank. We seen you today.
Sure, I saw the sheriff today. I went in to pay my taxes. What about it?
You didn't see him arrest Dagger Lewis, huh?
Oh, so that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
You figure I tipped off the sheriff, huh?
It looks mighty suspicious. Me and Joe was down the street when we saw you and the sheriff walk out of his office together. Then the next thing he does is walk over and arrest Dagger.
And I reckon you'll say you never even saw it happen.
No. I won't say that. I did see it happen. I knew it was Dagger, but I didn't tell the sheriff. He doesn't even know I did time with you fellas.
Well, you're a liar, and you know you are. You turned Dagger in.
If you didn't, how come he was arrested?
I don't know anything about that. Maybe the sheriff recognized him by description. There's plenty of handbills out on him. Now listen to reason, will you?
What kind of reason?
When I got out of prison, I took over this little farm. I came here so nobody'd know who I am.
Go on, Duffy.
Well, so far, nobody knows anything about me. Now, if I turned in Dagger Lewis, the sheriff would soon know all about me, wouldn't he?
That's your story. Maybe the sheriff found out about you doing time and you turned in Dagger to keep square with the law. I have a good mind to plug you, you two-time and sidewinder.
Hey, put that gun away.
Hold it, Joe.
Let's plug him, Pete, and make sure he won't be squawking if he already hasn't.
Maybe he's telling the truth.
I wouldn't believe him on a stack of hymn books.
I think I can find out if he's telling the truth. And if he is, maybe we can use him later on.
How are you going to find out whether he's lying or not?
Leave it to me. Duffy?
Yeah?
You said you went into town today to pay taxes, right?
Sure, and the sheriff collects them. That's why
If you paid him, you've got a receipt. Let's see it.
Sure. Here it is. Take a look at the date.
What's it say, Pete?
It's a tax receipt, all right. Dated today.
And that proves I'm telling the truth. I'm minding my own business and not butting in anybody else's. Now, both of you clear out of here and let me be.
Hey, what's that horse nickering about?
Somebody must be riding in here. Take a look, Pete.
Right.
See anybody?
Two riders are heading this way. One's on a paint horse and the other's riding a big white one.
A white horse, you say?
You know him, Duffy?
Hey, come back here, Frank.
He's heading for the back door.
Our horses are tied back there. Gun him down.
I'll stop him. Oh. I got him.
Yeah, but he didn't fall. He's getting away.
Come on, Pete. Let's get out of here.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
to continue our story. A man believed to be Dagger Lewis, notorious outlaw killer, had been arrested by the sheriff of Frontier Town, and the Lone Ranger knew of one man who could positively identify him. That man was Frank Duffy, an ex-convict whom the Lone Ranger had befriended, and who now lived on a small farm a few miles from town. As he and Tonto rode toward the farm, they heard three shots and hurried to investigate.
Oh, Silver! Oh, Silver! Oh, Silver! We'll go inside, Tonto. Uh-huh. Steady there, Silver. Frank! Oh, Frank!
Him not answer.
The door's open.
Chair knocked over.
Yes, and the back door's open. Come on, we'll go through the backyard.
Me not see him here.
Listen.
Me hear him.
Back of the tool shed. Come on, Tonto. Here he is.
It's Frank Duffy.
He's alive. Let's get him into the house.
Me pick up feet.
I've got him. Let's go.
A short time later, Frank Duffy had revived sufficiently to tell the masked man what had happened.
But why did you run, Frank? You should have known they'd try to kill you.
I was afraid they'd recognize you and Tonto. They might have waited in hiding for you when you rode up.
Then you risked your life to save ours. Is that it?
Well, I figured I had a better chance to get away than you'd have if they were laying for you. I was out the back door before they started blazing at me.
Lucky for you, you were that far away when they opened fire. Well, Frank, I'm riding into town.
Into town? What for?
I want the doctor to come out here and look at your wound.
Oh, it's nothing serious.
Just the same, it should be attended to. And I want the sheriff to know what happened here. There's no doubt that Joe and Pete will stay in the vicinity. We may be able to pick them up.
You can tell the sheriff that I'll identify Dagger Lewis just as soon as I can ride into town. Maybe tomorrow.
He'll appreciate that, Frank. Tonto will stay here with you, and Doc Gumman will be out in a short while. I'll get started because it will be dark soon.
Me take care of him, Kimasabe.
Good. Adios.
Goodbye.
Adios, Kimasabe.
Well, come in, gents. What can I do for you?
We're punchers from Yank Tarbury's Lazy Y spread. He sent us in for a couple of deputies.
A couple of deputies? What for?
Somebody's been rustling his yearling.
That's right. He'd like to have the law with him tonight when we lay for the rustlers.
Well, you'll have to wait a spell. My deputies are home eating their supper right now. I'm all by myself.
That's what we wanted to know. Yeah. Get him up.
What? Don't reach for your gun.
You sidewinders. Who are you?
Take his guns, Pete.
Yeah. Yeah, I got him.
Well, how about the keys?
Yeah, here they are.
Hey, leave them keys to
you. Shut up.
Now, Sheriff, start walking. Right down that corridor.
You'll hang for this.
Why don't we shoot him and be done with him, Joe?
The shot'd be heard outside. We don't want anything to stop us this time, Pete. Hurry up, Sheriff.
I'll open the cell door. Here it is.
Good work, boys. I thought I recognized your voices when you walked in.
How'd you like to swap places with the sheriff, Dagger?
I sure am in favor of it. Hurry up, Pete. Get the cell door open.
Yeah, there you are. She's open.
Now, Sheriff, just step inside.
Here, boys, let me have your bandanas. We better tie and gag the sheriff.
Yeah, we don't want him yelling for help. Here's my bandana.
Mine, too. Now hold him, Joe, while I tie his hands and back up.
Yeah, we get through, we'll lock him in and get out of here. I want to hear how you hombres manage this. I sure do.
There's plenty to tell, boys. And we borrowed a horse for you to ride. Now, Sheriff, open your mouth.
Dagger Lewis and his two friends, Joe and Pete, were almost a mile out of town before they slowed the pace of their horses in order for Dagger to learn the details that led to his escape.
You mean to say the masked man, the Indian, took him into the house?
Yeah. You see, we were watching from the hills.
Well, that means two things. Raina.
What are we stopping here for, Dagger? We got to keep moving.
Here, listen to me. In the first place, if they moved Duffy inside, that means he wasn't dead.
Yeah, I thought of that at the time, but it was too late to go back to finish it.
Yeah, that's not all. Did you get a close look at the tall critter's face?
No. We was too far away to make out who he was.
Why do you ask, Dagger?
If that hombre's who I think he is, our trouble's just begun.
How do you mean?
Did you ever hear of a masked man riding a big white horse and traveling with an Indian?
You mean?
Yeah, the Lone Ranger.
Oh, it couldn't be.
And if it's him you saw, he'll be on our trail and he'll never leave it till he finds us. I like to sleep well at night. I don't want to stay awake wondering when he'll ride in on us.
I see what you mean, boss.
We better clear out of this country fast.
Yeah, that won't do us any good. We got to stop him where he is. This is our one chance. If we don't take it, we'll wish we had.
What do you got in mind?
We'll ride to Frank Duffy's farm. They won't expect us back. It'll be easy. We'll get that masked man before he gets us. Let's go.
Almost at the time that Dagger Lewis and his men turned their mounts toward the trail that led to Frank Duffy's farm, the Lone Ranger walked into Sheriff Two Gun Taylor's office and discovered the lawman locked in his cell. It took several shots to smash the heavy lock.
That got it. I'll have you free in just a minute.
The masked man cut away the bandana that gagged the sheriff, and then the bandana's tying his hands and feet. Quickly learning what had happened, the masked man said,
"I guess that Dagger Lewis will blame Frank for his troubles. He'll want revenge. We've got to get back to the farm at once."
"Yes, come on."
"Right.
They've got about a half an hour start on us. We'll have to ride fast."
"I saw your horse tied up out front."
"Yeah, he's waiting. Did you say Doc Crumlin's on his way out there?"
"Said he would start as soon as he finished his supper. We may overtake him on the way."
"I hope he don't get there before we do."
"So do I. Oh, but Sheriff, what about a gun for yourself?"
"I've got one in my saddlebags."
"Good. Steady, Silver. Easy, big fella. Come on, Silver." "Yeah."
"I wish the doc could get here soon. This wound's hurting me aplenty."
"Oh, you rest now. Doctor comes soon."
"I just hope he's home and the masked man gets there. If he's out on a call somewhere, there's no telling when he'll come here."
"Oh, you not worry. Masked friend find him."
"I've got to be in shape to ride into town tomorrow morning. The sheriff will need me."
"You not talk. You rest."
"All right, get him up."
"What? Ice dimension.
It's Dagger Lewis."
"Yeah, Frank, it's me. Now, where's that mask, hombre? Speak up or I blow your head off."
"I don't know who you're talking about."
"You're a liar. Look in the kitchen, Joe."
"Right."
"But be careful. I'll hold the lamp for you."
"He's not in here."
"Yeah, the back door's shut and Pete's guarding it."
"Come on in, Pete."
"He didn't come out the back way."
"Well, he's not here. Well, Frank, who's going to do the talking, you or the Indian? The one who don't get shot."
"You can take your choice. How about it, Injun?"
"Where's your mask, friend?"
"Say Lotegu."
"He can't talk English, only Injun."
"Well, you can talk English. I'm giving you a count of 10 to get started."
"You better speak up, Frank. Dagger means business."
"Now, hold on."
"One, two, three."
"Hey, listen. What's the matter? Somebody's riding up outside."
"Hey, you're right, Pete. Must be the mask, hombre. Get out of the light so we don't see you."
"Yeah, we'll gun him down as he walks in the door."
"No, you don't. I want him to know who it was that finally got him."
"You're taking a big chance, Dagger. Better gun him on sight."
"I know what I'm doing. I'll stay back out of the lamplight."
"Well, it looks like we guessed wrong. Their horses aren't around here."
"They wouldn't have left them here. They'd have hidden them in the timber."
"Well, of course they would have, Sheriff."
"Oh, just a moment."
"What's the matter?"
"Look through the window."
"That's Tonto. He's got his hands up."
"By golly, Doc, you're right. He has."
"That means one thing. Dagger Lewis and Venner inside."
"Then let's sneak up to the window and gun him."
"No, wait."
"But why not? There's three of us. We could each pick us off a man."
"There's no doubt they heard us ride up. They did. They're out of gun range. They're waiting for us to enter the house."
"Well, then you and the sheriff yelled to him to come out or face the consequences."
"Well, we can't do that, Doc. They've used Tonto and Frank Duffy as hostages. Oh, we can't risk that."
"Then what in thunderation will we do?"
"Fortunate we overtook you, Doc."
"How do you mean?"
"I have a plan, and you fit into it. As we walk toward the door, listen carefully, because we've got to act fast. Come on."
"What is the plan?"
"What in thunder's taking him so long?"
"He's had time to tie up his horse and come here."
"Yeah, there's more than one man out there. Heard at least two voices saying whoa."
"Maybe they're onto us."
"Yeah, maybe."
"While we stand here like monkeys, they're likely to come in the front and back door. Now they got us cornered."
"If they have, it won't do them any good."
"If they've done that, how do you think we're going to get out of here, Dagger?"
"Yeah, we got the Indian and Frank Duffy. When we go out of here, they got to go with us. I don't think there'll be any shooting when they find that out."
"Hey, listen. Somebody's coming."
"Yeah, they're heading for the door."
"I guess they're not wise we're in here after all."
"Yeah, it looks that way. Now remember what I told you. Cover the mask, man. But no shooting until he draws. Quiet now."
"Come on in, Sheriff."
"I'm right with you."
"Make one move for them guns, mister, and you're dead ducks. Both of you."
"Do as he says, Sheriff. Dagger Lewis is a dangerous man."
"You're right smart, aren't you, Masked Man? Now, both of you walk over there against the wall, right next to the engine. Yeah, that's it. And Keep your hands high, both of you.
Can't get them no higher.
Boys,
yeah, boys,
keep them covered while I walk up close and disarm them.
Go ahead, they're covered.
And, big fella, I'm going to take that mask off of you. I want to see what you look like before I shoot you. Don't make a move.
The lamp! Somebody shot it out!
Get him! Shoot him!
Don't shoot, you fool! You'll hit me!
Open fire, Sheriff! Open fire!
No!
Well, Sheriff, when you and that masked man walked through the door, I thought our time was up. I sure
well,
did.
To tell you the truth, Frank, I thought so too, but it worked out just like the masked man planned it.
You mean he deliberately walked in here knowing they were inside?
How about it, Doc?
The sheriff's telling the truth, Frank. You see, he figured just what Dagger Lewis would do.
By him and me coming inside, we'd be face to face with the three of them. So we'd know where they were when Doc shot the light out.
Oh. And Doc was waiting outside all the time.
Yeah. Sure was. I had a gun trained on the lamp till the masked man, the sheriff, got set to go in action.
And when Dagger walked up to take off that mask, he was between us and his own men. They didn't dare shoot for fear of hitting Dagger.
And that gave the sheriff and the Lone Ranger time to go for their guns.
Oh, what a friend that man can be. The Lone Ranger.
I'll still fire!
This is a product of the Lone Ranger Incorporated, created and produced by George W. Trendle, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.